Donald Trump turned heads the other day talking about the troubling trend of veterans taking their own lives.
When people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
That last bit about not being able to handle it and who's strong is what's really driving the criticism. Craig Bryan is the director of the National Center for Veterans Studies, which is headquartered at the U, University of Utah. Welcome, Craig. Do you think Donald Trump is off base here?
Well, I suspect that the words that he used, he didn't intend to be malicious or hurtful or anything like that, but the selection of his words were certainly not the greatest that could have been, and it led to a lot of concern in the mental health community as well as amongst many veterans, especially those who have suffered from PTSD and suicidal thoughts.
You've done research with veterans. Have most of the veterans who've committed suicide actually seen combat?
No, this is actually one of the bigger misconceptions of military veteran suicide. We've actually known for almost a decade that about 80% of service members and veterans who have died by suicide have not been directly involved in combat.
So what causes the emotional distress if it's not combat?
Yeah, so the way to think about this is the way that we would think about suicide in non-military populations. You know, there's life stressors, there's mental health issues, depression, sometimes there's substance use involved. But in essence, that these sorts of life issues, these sorts of health conditions affect service members and veterans as well, even those who have never deployed before.
So, in essence, what Donald Trump said about some are strong enough to take combat, some are too weak, that's just not real.
Well, I think the issue is that the implication and how many have interpreted is that, yes, that those who have struggled with PTSD and suicidal thoughts are weak or they're not strong enough. And the reason why that's so concerning to many of us is that this reinforces stigma. Even though that might not have been what he intended, the message, especially to those who have struggled, they are very sensitive to feeling that they're not good enough, that they have done something wrong, and these types of communications, especially from political leaders, can interfere or serve as barriers for them to reach out and ask for help.